This is Smart Tech, episode 1602, 5 ways to get faster and better Wi-Fi in your home. Hello and welcome to this disconnected episode of Smart Tech. I am your host, Chuck Minear, and today I want to talk about something that is relevant to all of us. Probably you live in the modern digital age. I want to talk about ways to improve your Wi-Fi performance in your house. A lot of us are using services like Netflix, or we're using our iPads or tablets, phones on our Wi-Fi. We're streaming video, we're downloading music, and we want the internet to be fast and efficient. But sometimes we realize we go to different parts of our house and signals drop and downloads stall. And what brought this up, besides the fact that I'm having that problem in the house, is I'm reading a magazine called Family Handyman. Now, as I'm reading Family Handyman, I'm getting some ideas on a bathroom I'm remodeling. I noticed that there is an article on Wi-Fi in Family Handyman, which I thought was fairly strange. And the author, Rick Muscoplatt, did a really good job of talking about different ways to get better Wi-Fi. So I'd like to take some of his ideas, some of my ideas, and I'd like to give you 5 ways to get faster and better Wi-Fi in your home. Number one. Make sure your Wi-Fi router is up to date. All Wi-Fi router manufacturers follow industry standards developed by the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers, or IEEE. And the original standard of IEEE was 802.11. You may have seen those numbers as you've, hooked things up to your Wi-Fi or bought a router. Each successive standard has included a letter suffix. So you would think it would be, like A, B, C, D. No, it's not in order. So here's the way it goes. 802.11B was the first or the oldest residential standard. And then it was followed by 802.11G and then 802.11N. And the newest is 802.11AC. It is a monumental leap from 802.11b to AC. So if you don't have at least if you don't have at least an N router, 802.11n or 802.11ac, you probably need an upgrade. The difference is huge. And what's nice is these routers are priced at under $100 for the most part. And so you can go online and you can get one of these new units, plug it in, and you will notice a big difference. You also want to look for a dual band. That allows you to broadcast on 2 bands at the same time and avoid interference, and it jumps back and forth between the two. So make sure your router is up to date. That's number one. Number two, if you have an existing router, update your router's firmware. Firmware is the software in the unit that tells it what to do. And lots of times manufacturers will update the firmware on a piece of hardware and fix some problems that it's had, maybe make it more reliable. And the way you can find out about that is look on the bottom of your router, find out the manufacturer, go to the manufacturer's website, and there should be a place for software updates, and you can see whether your particular model of router has a firmware update. If it does, download it, follow the instructions, and that might just solve all your problems right there. Number three, change the channel. Yes, routers have channels, and you do this in the software of the router. You usually call up a web browser on your computer. Sometimes there's software that comes with the router, and it connects to the router, and it tells you all the settings. You can set the channels to auto, And most people do that. That's what I do. But if you find that you're getting interference or things are slowing down or you're getting a lot of drops, you might want to set the channel manually. Because if you have a neighbor and they're on the same channel you are, then you're going to get interference. And so you want to try to be on a unique channel. You don't really know what channel they're on. You kind of just have to go through them and try it out and see which one works. So the number one setting is the auto setting. It should notice that there is other traffic on a channel and automatically switch channels for you. But if that's not working, try choosing a channel and setting it manually in the software. Number four, relocate the router. And this might be the most important or the first thing to try, but I'll put it as number four. Relocate the router. You want the router to be central as possible, and you want it to be up high. If you have a two-story house, a router in the second story centrally located usually works better than a router in the first story because radio waves don't want to go up through the floor. They tend to drop down. So what I would suggest you do, if you have a cable modem, let's say, is go buy a long piece of cable. They're not very expensive, just an extension. If you have DSL, then you'll need to move the DSL modem around and you might need like a phone cable. But take the cable, hook it up, and then move the router around. You put it kind of where you think that it should go. You take out your smartphone, your tablet, and look at the number of bars there. And then move around the house and see whether, or you can use a laptop to do the same thing. Move around the house to different parts of the house and see if you get signal everywhere. And if you don't, try moving the router around again to another spot and then recheck. The reason that I tell you to use a phone instead of a laptop, you can use both, but I prefer a phone because a phone has a smaller antenna than a laptop. And so it's going to give you more variations in the way that it receives signals. So a smartphone might be a little more accurate. Walk around your house, kind of note the amount of bars that you have, and you want to try to have more than one bar. So at least two bars everywhere you go. When you get down to one bar, usually the signal becomes very flaky. So you want to try to keep it at two or more bars. And then once you find a good spot, either run that cable to that spot or hook it into a different cable location. You might have cable hookups in more than one room and you can, move your router to those spots. And last but not least, if all of those fail or you can't move the router, try a range extender. There are actually small units that plug into a plug in your house. They receive the signal, the wireless signal, and they rebroadcast the signal. So it lets you extend the range of your wireless router. Now, those only work if you put the extender in a place where it's getting a fairly strong signal. So even if you don't want to relocate your router permanently, moving it to different locations and then testing it gives you a good baseline on where to put an extender. You want to make sure that the number of bars is two or more, and you want to put it as close to the router as you can and still reach the opposite end of the house. So you might have to move it into a couple different rooms and try it out. But a range extender is really inexpensive, anywhere from around $40, $35 up to around $100 for a better one. The other thing you want to remember in a range extender, if you have an AC router, so you have an 802.11 AC router, and you put an 802.11n extender, then the most you will get in speed is that N speed. And if you get something lower than N, you'll really slow down your internet. So you want to try to match at least match or better the capabilities of the extender with the capabilities of the router itself. All right. Those are five easy steps that you can take. And most of them don't cost you anything. Oh, well, I guess that's not true. All of them cost you almost something, but not very much. So make sure your router is up to date. You're using a 802.11 AC dual band or an N at least. Update your router's firmware if it needs it. Change the channel if you're having dropout problems. Relocate the router. Put it as central to your house and as high up as you can. And try a range extender if you need to. You can get those online really easily. Now, one of the easiest, let me give an aside here for all you Apple users. Apple makes this the easiest of all because if you get an Apple router and you connect it to a computer, when you do your software update on your Mac, it will look for a firmware update for your router automatically and update it as part of your system. So that's kind of nice. You don't have to do the extra work. You can also, if you buy multiple Apple routers, you can make one an extender automatically. They have extender capabilities built into all of their routers. So you get one router somewhere, put it somewhere in your house, and then you get another Apple router and you tell it in the software setup, yes, I just want this to extend a network. I don't want a new network out of it. So for Mac users and Apple users, it's easiest to get the Apple routers. But I will tell you, they are quite a bit more expensive than buying, you know, name brand routers from other manufacturers. But you're paying for the ease of use, so you can decide. So I'll put links to Apple routers and also a couple routers and extenders that I recommend on our website. And of course, you can get that and all our other technology news at www.smarttech.tv. That's smarttech.tv. We also have past shows. You can go on our archive page. You can listen to our past shows. And you can also like us on iTunes. And that's what we're asking. We're asking for the month of January, at least, that you go in there, click on the iTunes link, and rate our show. It does a lot for our exposure and to help new people find the show if you put a rating on iTunes. So go to our website, smarttech.tv, click on the iTunes link, and leave a review, a rating. You can also like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. And you can see our artwork on Pinterest. All of those are also on our website, smarttech.tv. So take a look, sign up for our newsletter, and become part of the Smart Tech family. We would love to hear from you and to hear your comments on the show. So until next time, this is your Wi-Fi host, Chuck Minear, hoping that this episode has made you just a little bit smarter about tech.